Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've never had holiday stress before, but you guys are freaking me out. It's mostly T-Hack.
Yeah,
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it big time.
Like, okay, let's do the easy one first. Aaron, you're just not buying anything for anybody, right?
No, I am.
Who are you buying for? You're not buying for anybody in this room.
Correct. We have all agreed no gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have all agreed no gifts, right?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, family, friends.
You don't have, like, who, like, what do you, okay. Okay. But like, you're real, you went to London with your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, that's somebody very close to you. You have to buy her something.
No, because we agreed this year that our new tradition, we're going to stop buying each other gifts and we're just going to save that money to go on annual trips.
Would you have bought each other presents in the value of going to London?
It depends, but yeah.
Okay, that's stupid. Okay.
Whoa.
And then you're not taking her husband, your brother?
No. He can stay at home. Okay. This is a girl's trip.
Okay, I'm with you, Hack. Now I'm stressed about Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
What? That's not fair.
It's totally fair. She's a close
friend.
Guy finds a wife,
and then you're like, once a year, I'm going to take her away from you?
He's in the military. He's gone half the time anyways. It's fine.
You're changing your story.
He's not just gone. He's serving our country.
No.
You know, like, yeah, he's just out philandering in Fallasia. Is that a place?
I don't know.
Fallujah.
I wouldn't know.
I don't remember. Okay, so you're not stressed at all.
I still am because I still have a few gifts I need to get, but I know I will.
What are you getting me?
We agreed. Okay.
So the real thing I wanted to talk about is you're melting down, buddy.
Yeah, the holidays, they're
That's
hard.
Such a nice way to put it.
No, I mean, we were just kind of talking off air, and it was like, Christmas, you know, it's so fun when the kids are little, and then TX's like, they don't need anything. I'm like, well, okay. All right, Mr. Grinch.
No more gifts.
It's turned completely. They have so much. Everything is so Amazon, like Walmart, wherever you get your stuff, it's so easy to get it next day. Every place has everything, too.
And you've bought them crap. Like, the problem is, you like, as a parent, your beautiful little girl, you probably go, oh.
Mm-hmm. You just
on a random Tuesday and you just gave it to her.
Show up with stuff. Exactly. So there's nothing special anymore. And I guess part of it is my own fault as a parent, but I don't know how to stop it. I feel like I'm on this ride. I want to get off.
You can't stop
I don't know how to stop
can't.
It. How do we make the kids like understand that this is a special occasion? You're getting gifts. Even like birthdays, they get so many, and thankfully they have so many people in their life that love them so much. That's the positive of it. Everyone wants to get them stuff. And then they just get so much stuff. And then they end up...
Yeah, if you have aunts and uncles, like, that leaves nothing for you to buy.
Right. Exactly. And it's just...
If they had a birthday and they got a bunch of crap, and then aunts and uncles are all like, I'm going to get more of that crap, then what's left? Then you have to go big ticket. Like, you have to go Power Wheels. Like, you got to get one of the the cars that
or
they can drive themselves.
Or do a family trip.
But they're too young to appreciate that. They don't get it. Like, it's like, wait, what? Like, aunt, whoever got me this, what, you're taking me with you to, like, Pennsylvania? That sucks.
Yeah, they're like, you have to bring me.
Right.
You literally have to.
You have to wait to do the trip thing. But, like, even you, Aaron, you said your nephew has, does he listen to the show?
No.
I know he's little, but like,
he actually does, because he'll be like, I heard you and Slagger talking about this. It's really cute.
You kept presents back from him on a birthday.
Oh, yeah. So my youngest nephew turned one in July, and
he's got too much.
Way too much. Way too much, because that was also like the timing of it. Just everyone and their mothers got a gift.
Yep.
And so we were like, we don't need all these.
So you just lied.
We didn't lie. He's one.
No, I mean, you still lied. I mean, just because he's easier to dupe doesn't mean it's less of a lie. It's like,
well,
I mean, conning old people is still conning. Right. It's just
easy. We moved him downstairs. He couldn't go down the stairs.
And you're going to unwrap the birthday paper off of him.
Yeah. And then just put Christmas paper on him.
What are you going to, like, so?
I don't know. It's tough. Cause, and everyone, you can't tell people not to send gifts, because maybe that's their love language. They want to, you know, like, they're their grandkids and their nephews and nieces, all that. So they want to be a part of it. I just don't know how to stop it. It's just so much. And then also, I feel weird getting presents for my wife now. We've been together so long that I'm like,
What?
It's like, I just get something. Get something you want. Find something you want and get it.
You're asking her to go get something for herself?
Because
she already does that anyways, because I remember T-Hack mentioning that there was like it was a bread thing, a bread pan. She like has her list ready and just like sends it.
And she just got her own bread pan? You can't buy yourself anything this
T-Hack,
month.
T-Hack still got it for her, but she had
it. I got it for
her,
yeah. Because I don't know, it's just, what do I want? I want shoes. I get shoes if I want. Like, I don't need you.
She could never go buy you a pair of shoes that you genuinely wanted and didn't already buy.
The problem with me is she would do that. She's an angel, she would. But I would know exactly how much they cost, and I'd be like, take them back right now. Like, I'm not good enough. I don't want that. Like, you don't have to spend that much on a...
Like, I want those...
It's coming out of the joint account. It's not like me. It's like, that's our money, and I don't want to spend it on that.
And you don't think you're worth it?
No, not me. And it's like, for her, if you
want
some...
But she wants to surprise you. I kind of dig that. Like, if you guys want to buy me those black Travis Scotts...
We are not buying each other anything.
No, yeah. Yeah, but maybe we should change it. Do you know how much those black Travis Scotts are? Do you know how much they are?
Do you guys want to travel somewhere?
You know
how much they are. Yeah. Like $700.
That's light. Okay. In a size 10, they're like $800 or $900.
No.
But I want them so bad, dude. Will you get... That's the only time I've ever wanted anything, is I want that shoe. What do you want? Let me see if I can get it.
I don't know what I want. That's the problem. Like, everything... It's not even a money thing. It's just the society we live in. If I want something, I can order it, and it shows up in a mm-hmm. couple days. You know, like, there's no waiting anymore.
No,
so
and
nothing.
You've mentioned this, that your kid, Leo, has figured that out. Where it's like...
Right.
Well, like, you become a POS, because it's like, oh, Dad, I want that. And it's like, okay, we'll see. And it's like, it can be here tomorrow. Prime.
Right,
exactly. They understand
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the yellow button. Just hit that one. No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.